So I'm glad you're joining me for this meditation and wanted to explore with you some foundational principles before we go deep into inner space. First is to recognize that most of us, when we pray to God, are conceiving of God as something external to us. We lift our petitions to the heavens and pray for God to intervene and to give strength, peace, and hope. What Jesus implored his disciples to do was actually to participate in the consciousness of God, to go to the kingdom of God within you, the realm of spiritual consciousness from which you emerge. Since your consciousness is the only real estate you share with God, this inner space is the only space where we find a resonance with the divine and engage the power of prayer. Now, prayer and meditation are different. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening. But not only listening to God, also listening to the quality of your own presence. The quality of presence you have with yourself will determine the quality of encounter you will have with God or really with anyone. So, this meditation focuses first upon the quality of presence you have with yourself. I invite you simply to become aware of the noise within. All of the mess, all of the thoughts and feelings, move into them and listen to them through your body, because your body will tell you the truth. Your mind will deceive you any chance it can get, but your body holds every experience you've ever had. Listen to the noise within and don't try to edit it or quiet it down. Simply be present with it. And then we will move to our petition or our connection to God. So, I invite you to sit comfortably, preferably with your feet flat on the floor, legs are not crossed. You can place your hands on your lap. Make sure your back is comfortable. Breathe. Close your eyes. And place your awareness into your stomach, your chest, scanning up through your throat. And listen for any tension you may be holding and simply breathe into it. You may also be aware of the sounds in your environment. Perhaps there's traffic or voices. Let them be there. We are welcoming everything that is held in this moment. Be aware of your breath flowing in through your nose, down deep into your stomach. Let your diaphragm relax and sink down. Let your air flow to the lower part of your lungs. Feel the weight of your body sitting in the chair, the weight of your hands upon your lap. Feel this moment. As you have any thoughts, try to step back and observe them flowing through your mind. Let them flow and dance while you observe your own experience. Listen to your life in this moment. As you become aware of your mind wandering off, gently bring it back with your breath, knowing it's going to wander off again and again. Let it do that. And then bring it back with your breath and be in this moment. Our minds tend to wander every 5 seconds. So have a sense of humor about it and bring it back with your breath. I'd like you to imagine there is light flowing in through the crown of your head as you breathe in. And that there is light shining out from your body as you breathe out. You arise from the spiritual realm. You are sustained every moment as an expression of the consciousness of God. You are already plugged in, which means you are already enlightened and whole and loved. Breathe in the light. Be aware of the thoughts and feelings which may push back against your enlightenment. Let them do that. You can send compassion to those hurting parts of you. Gentle humor and grace. Hold all of it and breathe. I would like you to envision yourself arising from the love and consciousness of God. It is within you and shining through you. Everything around you is manifest from that consciousness. Breathe it in. Shine it out. And since you arise from the consciousness of God, you can speak to God. So send your prayer within to the common ground you hold with the divine. Be intimate in your prayer. When Jesus prayed, he prayed, Abba, Father, but it really means, Hey, Dad. So we want to be intimate with God and say, Dad, or loving presence. Holy One, you shine. As you breathe, I'd like you to direct your prayer within to God. Send your love letter, send your broken heart, send your requests, and send your affirmation that you are already one with the divine. You can do that by saying, thank you. Thank you. Just pour the gratitude in. You are here. Because I arise from you, you know every thought, every need, and every word before I do. You're safe. Now, if you are praying for someone, I'd like you to now send light from your heart, beam it directly to their body. Doesn't matter how far away they are. We all share the same ground of consciousness. So they're already within you. Breathe in that light of God and send it through your heart. Because you are already whole in the presence of God, so is the person you're praying for. So if you're praying for their healing, it's really praying that they remember that they are whole and complete in God's love, just as you are remembering, and you see them as fully restored. See their wholeness, their unique beauty, as expressions of God's consciousness. One with you. One with Christ. One in God. You may find your thoughts wandering again. It's a very difficult thing these days to simply abide, to simply be present. Bring your thoughts back with your breath. Shine. To imagine we are separated from God is really a form of spiritual insanity. How could we ever be? We are held every moment in that love. All of this emerges from it. Bask, breathe, be, and nothing more. Thank you. Thank you. Feel the weight of your hands sitting on your lap. Be aware of the weight of your body supported by your chair. Breathe in the sounds around you. Notice now the shift in consciousness that comes as you gently open your eyes. Be aware of the outer world. I encourage you to practice at least 3 minutes of meditation several times through the day. It not only has the ability to plug us in and wake us up fully to that divine connection, but it literally rewires your brain, hardwiring you for equilibrium and resilience, and that neurological plasticity, that evolution in body, mind, and soul. Thank you for joining me today for this meditation and these prayers. I hope that you are blessed, and I know that you will shine.